This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Azad, those who would like to offer their condolences, inshallah, is going to be here with his family, inshallah, on Saturday after Dhuhr, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslima kathira thumma ma ba'd. I guess we've been waiting for this for too long, Jama'ah. The fourth part. Hadith Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda and his tawbah. So it has been a long time since we covered the last part of the hadith, inshallah ta'ala. Just to the summary of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered the Sahaba all to go out to the battle of Tabuk. And he said, whoever is capable of riding on the back of the camel should leave. Ka'b radiallahu anhu was in his best time, his best environment, best prosperous time for himself. He kept procrastinating until he missed it, and the Prophet ﷺ was coming back. He tried to fabricate a reason, just like the other hypocrites, but he said, no, I'm going to tell the truth, and he did. And as a result, the Prophet ﷺ said for them to be completely ostracized and boycott them for 40 days and 40 nights without talking to them. Came now, حَتَّى إِذَا مَرَتَ أَرْبَعُونَ مِنَ الْخَمْسِينَ. He says, after 40 days, he said, and واستلبث الوحي إذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتيني رسول الله يأتيني. He said, after 40 days, when he thought that it should be over by now, he received a message from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, قال أن اعتزل امرأتك, that you need to avoid your wife. Like, that's it, stay away from her. فقال قلت أطلقها. He said, does it mean I divorce her, or what do I do? He goes, no, but just don't come to her, go near her. قال وأرسل إلى صاحبي بمثل ذلك. And he sent to the other two gentlemen who were also were punished in the same way with the exact same message. فقلت لامرأتي إلحقي بأهلك فكوني عندهم حتى يقضي الله في هذا الأمر. So I told my wife, I said, look, just pick up your stuff, go to your family, until let's wait what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to rule for us. He said then, فجاءت امرأة هلال بن أمية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت له يا رسول الله إن هلال بن أمية شيخ ضائع ليس له خادم. The wife of هلال بن أمية, one of the three, he was an old man. She said, يا رسول الله, he's an old man. My husband, هلال بن أمية, is an old man. I mean, he could barely, you know, manage his own by himself. And he has no servants to take care of him. فهل تكره أن أخدمه? Can I just at least serve him? Like, I'll be around him to serve him, that's all. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ولكن لا يقربنك. He said, that's fine. You can serve him, but you don't sleep with him. فقال إنه والله ما به من حركة إلى شيء ووالله ما زال يبكي منذ كان من أمره ما كان إلى يومي هذا. He goes, يا رسول الله, what are you talking about, basically? He says, since that happened, he has never been in himself. Like, he's not even moving at all. The man has been crying from that day. Like for 40 days and 40 nights, he has been crying his eyes out. He lost interest in the dunya, even being with his wife, nothing. Because they've been completely punished for that. فَقَالَ لِي بَعْضُ أَهْلِي. So some people, they came to Ka'b. Says, لَوْ اسْتَأْذَنْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِمْرَأَتَكَ. Why don't you ask permission like the wife of Hilal did? فَقَدْ أَذِنَ لِمْرَأَةِ هِلَالِ بْنِ أُمَيَّةَ أَنْ تَخْدُمَهُ. He allowed her to serve him. فَقُلْتُ لَا أَسْتَأْذِنُ فِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Said, I would never do that. وَمَا يُدْرِينِي مَا يَقُولُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِذَا اسْتَأْذَنْتُهُ فِيهَا وَأَنَا رَجُلٌ شَابٌ. What do you think the Prophet is going to say when I go and seek permission? And I'm a strong man, still young and strong. I can take care of myself. فَمَاذَا يَقُولُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. قَالَ فَلَبِثْتُ بِذَلِكَ عَشْرَ لَيَالٍ. 10 days passed. 10 days passed. فَكَمُلَ لَنَا 50 لَيْلَةً مِنْ حِينِ نُهِيَ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا. 50 days since they've been banned from speaking to them. قال ثم صليت صلاة الفجر صباح 50 ليلة على ظهر بيت من بيوتنا. He said, that day at Fajr, I was praying on the rooftop of one of our houses. Like he lost interest even going to be with the people in the masjid. Tired, exhausted. So he was praying by himself on the rooftop of the masjid.
قال
قال فبين أنا جالس على الحال التي ذكر الله تعالى He goes, I was there on that morning and sat in the very state which Allah had described in the ayah, which Allah said about them, قال, حتى ضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت, in which he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the translation, God, the earth seemed constrained for me despite its vastness, because I felt that it was so tight. قال, سمعت صوت صارخ أوفى على سلع يقول بأعلى صوته يا كعب بن مالك أبشر. He said, as I was sitting there reflecting, I feel how everything getting so constrained and tight and like almost losing all hope, because I heard from far distance a loud call from far away. A man is calling from the top held. قال يا كعب بن مالك, good news, rejoice, good news. He said, before even heard what he was saying, فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا, I dropped in sajda. وَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ جَاءَ الْفَرَجِ, he said, I knew that the glad tiding has arrived. فَآذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّاسَ بِتَوْبَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَيْنَا حِينَ صَلَّى صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ. He said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was giving the people the good news, like as if he's congratulating the whole ummah, salawatullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is congratulating the whole ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of the three, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted their tawbah, and he's now pleased with them. قَالْ فَذَهَبَ النَّاسُ يُبَشِّرُونَنَا, and people were rushing to go and embrace them and go to share the good news with them. Everybody was running to go and share the good news with them. قال فذهب قبل صاحبي مبشرون, so people ran to the house of the other people. قال وركض لي رجل فرسا وسعى ساع من أسلم قبلي, he says, two people were running in my direction, one was on the back of his horse and the other one was running from the tribe of Aslam. قال وأوفى على الجبل, he, this man, the one who was running on foot, says he climbed the hill and he was calling out loud, that his voice came before the man who was running on the back of the horse. فلما جاءني الذي سمعت صوته, when that man arrived, يبشرني, give me the good news and the glad tidings, he said, I had nothing to gift him, so I took off my shirt and I gave it to him. I said, this is yours, take it. Said, and say, wallahi ma amliku ghayrahuma yawmidin, he says, I swear I had nothing else at that time, I didn't own anything else. قال واستعرتُ ثوبين, so I went to borrow two pieces from my neighbor and I went to meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال وانطلقت أتأمم رسول الله, I'm heading towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people coming waves, they all coming with waves and giving the good news and sharing the good news and embracing him and say, congratulations, لِتَهْنِيكَ تَوْبَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ, good news, like you're so lucky that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted you and accepted your repentance. حَتَّى دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ جَالِسٌ حَوْلَهُ النَّاسِ, he goes, when I got to the masjid and the Prophet was sitting there and the people around, فَقَامَ طَلْحَةُ بْنُ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he said, he got up, yuharwil, he was running towards me until he shook hands and he embraced me, wahanna'ani, and he basically greeted me so well. For wallah, he says, ma qama rajul min al-muhajirin ghayru, none of the muhajirin did the same. And he says, I've never forgot that for Talha. Subhanallah, I mean, before we proceed, jama'ah, one of the beautiful things that we learn here is how even though Ka'b and the other two were kind of punished or at least ostracized and being banned from speaking to the people, the public, that doesn't mean that the people didn't love them or care about them. They cared so much for them. And probably it hurt them as much as it hurts Ka'b and his fellow group, that the same group. To the extent that when the good news came, as Sahaba, they all were running. Who's going to be first to share the news with them? Like, can you imagine how much these people will really care for you? They're running to come and greet you for that. But then the ulama, they call this Jabrul Khawatir, means, you know, mending the broken hearts, really. So he says that these gestures are so powerful, no matter how little they are, such as seeing Talha from the group that was around the Prophet ﷺ getting up, running to him, and embracing him, and greeting him like nobody else. He goes, I've never forgot this for him. Sometimes you don't know in what state the people will be, in what condition they are. Sometimes just a phone call, a random phone call to check on a brother or a sister, a text you send, you don't know what they're going through. Sometimes a smile in the face of a stranger, wallahi, you have no idea how much will change people's life, ya jama'ah. And I think I mentioned a story for you about that when I was flying the other day to Seattle or Portland, I believe. And that old lady sitting next to me, subhanAllah, qadrullah, as though she asked me something random. And then we had a conversation, to which she starts crying. She said, do you believe in divine intervention? I said, of course I do. She goes, why you sat next to me? I said, I don't know. But subhanAllah, the conversation was, she was going through a very rough time. And she was almost going where she was going to end her life, almost. But that conversation kind of changed everything for her. We're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and, you know, the patience and trials and this and that. And she just like, complete different perspective. Like, you don't know what people go through in jama'ah. And seriously, sometimes a smile, just a handshake, a text, a random text, or just a phone call, or whatever. Random act of kindness can make big difference in people's life. And that's one of these examples. When Talha radiallahu anhu just got up and ran towards Ka'b, he said, I've never forgot that for him. What a beautiful act of kindness. Nothing much. It didn't really take much from Talha to do that. But it changed Ka'b radiallahu anhu's perspective on everything almost. So you can imagine, what would that make if you do something to somebody? SubhanAllah. قال فلما سلمت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وهو يبرق وجهه من السرور. He said, when I said salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet responded when his face was shining. He was rejoicing. He was shining, beaming with pleasure. He was so excited to see him again. قال أبشر بخير يوم مر عليك مذ ولدتك أمك. He goes, rejoice with the best day you have ever seen since your mother gave you birth. فقلت أمن عندك يا رسول الله. He says, is that from you? Am I getting the news from you? Or at least, is that your judgment? أَمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Or this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ لَا بَلْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Not from me, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا سُرَّ إِسْتَنَارَ وَجْهُ حَتَّى كَأَنَّ وَجْهُ قِطْعَةُ قَمَرٍ. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is happy and he is rejoicing, his face will shine like it's like the moon when it's full, the glow of the moon, basically. وكنا نعرف ذلك منه. فلما جلست بين يديه قلت يا رسول الله إن من توبتي أن أنخلع من مالي صدقة إلى الله وإلى رسوله. He says, يا رسول الله, part of my tawbah, I'm giving up all my money, all my properties, I'm giving it في سبيل الله. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أمسك عليك بعض مالك فهو خير لك. He said, don't do this. Not everything. Keep something in your hand. You will benefit from it. فقلت إذن إني أمسك سهمي الذي بخيبر. In this case, I will keep what I earned from خيبر, and the rest of it will be charity. وقلت يا رسول الله إن الله تعالى إنما أنجاني بالصدق. I was relieved, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me because of my truthfulness in this matter. وأن من توبتي ألا أحدث إلا صدق ما بقيت. I vow to you that I will never speak but the truth. فوالله ما علمت أحدا من المسلمين أبلاه الله تعالى في صدق الحديث منذ ذكرت ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن مما أبلاني الله تعالى به. He goes, I've never seen anyone who's been tested with this as much as I've been tested after I vowed this to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. However, he said, I never lied. I never told a lie. After this, he says, قال والله ما تعمدت كذبة منذ قلت ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يومي هذا. Until this day. وإني لأرجو أن يحفظني الله تعالى فيما بقي. And I ask Allah to preserve me for the, what is left for me in this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة. Allah had forgiven the Prophet and the Muhajirin who they left their homes and followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that moment of distress, which was the battle of Tabuk, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the tawbah of the three radiallahu ta'ala anhum ardhum. Finally, Ka'b said, قال والله ما أنعم الله علي من نعمة قط بعد إذ هداني الله للإسلام أعظم في نفسي من صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, I've never felt so rejoiced by a blessing after accepting Islam more than that moment when I told the truth before the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because if I did not, I would have been ruined like those who lied to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed about these people. He says, قال سيحلفون بالله لكم إذا انقلبتم إليهم لتعرضوا عنهم فأعرضوا عنهم إنهم رجس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these people that they will swear to you, they give their oath when you return back to them from that journey. لتعرضوا عنهم, so you'd avoid punishing them, so leave them alone. إنهم رجس, that means they are najas, they're impure. ومأواهم جهنم, and they should end up in Jahannam. Ka'b قال كنا خلفنا أيها الثلاثة عن أمر أولئك الذين قبل منهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين حلفوا له. So they were the people who were stayed behind and told the truth when everybody swore and lied, but we remained steadfast on this matter. والله تعالى أعلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always return back to Allah in tawbah ya rabbal alameen. والله أعلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last.